Okay, have Vav. Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, we're going to go through the sugi now of Shinui Tztoka. We'll just start from the two dots because that's where we left off. Hamavid Amarav. Oyvi Kechavim Shehifrish Truma Mikiryav Bot Kimoy Singh Medas Yisrael Ofrisha Tinasa Mokoyen. Vim Lav Tuna Genizo Hashinu Shemaliba Lashemayim. Okay, this is a separate chashash. Whenever a goy gives tzedakah, so there's a chashash that the goy has in mind an oil. You know, it's a din akum liba l'ashamayim. So stam a goy, when he's makdish l'gavoya completely. In fact, a goy doesn't have any other carbon. He only has a carbon oil. So there's always an inherent chashash whenever he's makdish something that he means oil. And if he does mean oil, so that's what's chal. It's chal kedushas oil. He can't use it for anything else. So that's a separate din. Whenever a goy donates something, there's a chashash of oil. So we ask him. We'll see what the asking helps. But that's what it says here in the Gemara. Meisvei, oivi kichovim shis nadev koira v'shem kosu v'leho. If he donated a beam and it has a shem on it, then he had dasd whatever the yid uses it for. You cut out the shem. The rest of it you use as a regular donation. Perek abayis. V'imlav tuna geniza. Chayshin Hashem aliba b'shamayim. So we see the same concept. But here we only see it because it has a shame written on it. Time with the shame kosovale the bay gnizu. Ho ain't shame kosovale loy boy gnizu. The Gemara says no, what didn't I feel? Ain't shame kosovale nami boy gnizu. Pokamashmal and the chiddush is the other way around. I forgot the shame kosovale yogur v'yishtamish per moiser because the shame is not makdish the whole beam. The shame shaloi bim koyim elai kodesh. The snan o yakosov al yodos hakelim, kari amito. If you have a shame on yodos hakelim or kari amito, it's not makadish the whole kli. Hareze a yogurt v'yignes. So you cut it out, and you can use the rest of the kli. Okay, so before we start shinit stalker, just to clarify, here it's a zaitik achshash. Like I'm saying, when a goy is moitzi a neder mipiv, there's a chashash that maybe the goy means l'shamayim. And on the side that he means l'shamayim, so there's me'ilah. Can't use it for anything else. So that's an inherent chashash. And that's not a chiddush because that's the das of a goy. Rabbi Yankov always used to touch up the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah says, shloisha sh'ochlu, right, v'ein b'neim divrei tera, kilu ochlu mizivche meisi. It's a very strong term, the Mishnah uses. Three people sitting together. If they don't talk in learning, it's equivalent to eating from Karbonos of Avodah Zarah. It's like a... You can tell me it's Bittul Torah, but it's Karbonos of Avodah Zarah. So Reb Yankov had a great word. He typed it that the difference between... he made it into a general hashkofa between Avodah Hashem and Avodah Zarah. He said, by a goy, there's no such thing as ruchnius and gashmius. Either it's kulel shamayim, either it's completely sacred, or it's mundane. But a Jew understands that the foundation of the Torah is gashmius, right? It was given to Yeludish and Atech. So he said, if a guy sits by a meal, and there's no spirituality in that suda, that means that there's a clear line in the person's mind between Avodas Hashem and Gashmias. Is Avodas Zarah. The Mishnah doesn't mean that this is Avodas Zarah. It means your form of Avodah is like Avodas Zarah. Because a goy versteht nicht kein andere Sachen. He understands either it's L'Shamayim or it's L'Hegit. There's nothing in the middle. That's how Biankiv types the Mishnah. So that's really what the Gemara here means. There's a true bona fide chashash when a goy is makdish something. that he means it should be completely sacred. That's the Goy's Kavon. The problem in our sugya, and it's very unclear how we get around this problem, is what are we asking him for? A Goy has no nemonis. It's called a terekula. Goy has no nemonis pechlal. So Stam, what is they asking him help? If in fact there's a bona fide chashash, because Stam a Goy is libel l'shamayim, so the asking him shouldn't help. And this is a question that many of the Achronim ask. In our sugi also, it's found in the Tshuva Svarim, this kasha. The Gemara says, Yeboit kemoisai. Imam Abedas Yisrael Frisho, then we believe him. Right? So the Shita Mekubetzes asks, my time in Emun Goy? Why is the Goy Bechlal believed? So the Marik Kokos says an interesting pshat. He says the Goy has a migu. The Goy has a migu. He could have come and been shoyl on his nether. A Goy is marked as something, he could then be shoyl and revoke the hakdosha so that there will be no kedusha bechlal. So he has like a migu. Believe me, this was my intent, because if I really wanted to manipulate, if I was trying to manipulate what I did, I have a better way to manipulate. It could be shoyl on the whole afrosha, and by doing so, I would make it chul. That's how he teaches. The problem is, we have here Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Demai, in Paragimu, Yerushalmi says as follows, Nochri einei nemon b'migu. A goy is not believed with amigo bechlal. The whole concept of amigo doesn't apply to a goy. Now, why that is? It's a separate. What do you mean? No, but there we have a ish. It's plural, so we learn out faket that a goy is neider. So Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi says that a goy is not nemo with amigo. So why is it going on them with amigu? So there's a shtickle in the stipler, the chatzadik of Rocha. He has an interesting vort. He says that amigu is not an isolation. Amigu is mitzvarev to the gavra. See, chazaka is an isolation. You have a chazaka, yeah? A person like a cheskes besula, or chesk, that's inherent. That doesn't relate to the gavra. So chazaka can apply to a goy too. If there's a chazaka, you can use it by a goy too. The stipler wants to say that the migu solidifies the cheskes kashrus of the person. The migu strengthens, so he says you have to have a foundation. You have to have a gavra. You know, lahavdil, you know, a bal chai couldn't have a migu. It has to connect to something. He says, so therefore, the goy is not in the parsha nemonis bechlal. So the strengthening that the goy gets through the process of migu doesn't help us. No, Mali Lashaka is also based on an emonis. I see I woke you up here with Rabbi Chanan. You know what I see with Rabbi Chanan? He went to the Ragat Shavuot. He went to the Ragat Shavuot when he was a young man. And Ragachov told him, tell me a Chiddush. He told him his Chakir, if Migu is Nemonis, is a Kechataina. So the story goes, 20 years later, he met the Ragachov. Ragachov said, Nuzog Ashtikul Tera. So that was Rabbi Chanan's, you know, Rabbi Chanan had a lot of Torah, but that was his. So Rabbi Chanan told him again, that's Chakira. So Ragachov looks at him, he goes, Yinga man, in Svon Sikyor, it's Gornish Machadish Given. 20 years, the same Chiddush. I always had difficulty with that to study, but because koyach hatayna also means nemonus. To isolate koyach hatayna has nothing to do with nemonus. Doesn't make some mistava. What does koyach hatayna mean? Koyach hatayna means that nemonus means the poshtus nemonus means is that it's proof. Right, that the malik shaker is proof that what I'm saying is true. Koyach hatayna l'choyer means it's not proof, but I became strengthened. But why did I become strengthened? It's magic. Why do I become strengthened? Because I could have said that. Why do I become strengthened now that you have to accept what I'm saying now? Pashtus, you have to say that even the tzad that it's a koyach hatayin, it's also an emunah. Right? In other words, since I could have said that, so now when I say this, I'm stronger. Why am I stronger? It's time to say, because I could have said something else. I mean, there's rayas that it's a koyach hatayna, because you see, the Rishonim say you don't say migu from mumen lamumen. Right? In other words, believe me that he owes me this 100, because I could have gotten something else from him. That's a migu mi mumen lamumen. And the Rishonim say we don't say that. Okay, so if all migu is trying to prove my honesty, so it shouldn't make a difference if it's mi mumen lamumen. Because, so what? You want, if I'm a crook, there is no mumen here. I'm just trying to get mumen. Yeah? If I'm a crook, there is no mumen. I'm just trying to get $100 out of you. So why shouldn't I be believed on this 100? Because I could have stole. If you tell me I'm a thief, so what's the difference if I'm not a brisket thief, I want to get $100. I don't care if I get it this way, I get it that way, I want to get $100. I get $100. So the fact that you see that there's a concept of migul mamon, that does prove the koyach hatayna. At least those we shed in a mashma, they hold like that it's a koyach hatayna. But no matter how you learn, it's not schwer to say like the stipler, which is that you need to have a gavra that was strengthening. You need to have somebody here that's being strengthened by this migul. Somebody who only has a migul, that's all he has, that's not sufficient. The stipler says, the nemonis hamigul who rak betziruf sheyesh kan cheskes kashrus ala odom. Only if you have a cheskes kashrus. If you don't have a cheskes kashrus, we don't hear you. We don't hear your tinyness. We don't hear what you're saying. So the migul shouldn't make a difference. So this is the kasha. This is the kasha that they ask. Our sugi is muchach clearly that we are makabel. And like I said, the Rishonim seem to feel that the migul over here, l'chol hapachas, does work. So there are really two ways to get around this problem. One is to go with a whole different mahalach than the stipler. To say, really, migu would work by a goy too. Either Yerushalmi says in Demai that a migu doesn't work. That's only in Zroyim. It's the opposite. It's only over there in Zroyim that the migu won't work. And that's because, I once brought a raya, even Amaorat's a migu won't work. Because Demai, the takona of Demai was, really, Roiv Amaratz Masrimim. Roiv Amaratzim already took Maisa. The Chachomim came, and the Chachomim said, we're going to be Chayesh. That even though there's a Roiv, that it's okay. Anyway, you have to know for sure. So Migu doesn't help you. Because the Takona of the Mai was Biruch. Takona of the Mai was, you have to know for sure. Migu doesn't add anything. We already have a Roiv. Roiv already tells us it was Maisa. But Chachomim came and said, Apropi came, Demai, this is still considered Demai. We don't know, you have to tell us what it is for sure. Now you come with a Migu. Migu doesn't help you. It's like the Shara Melech in Ilchus Mikvois says about Bedikas Chometz. He says, even though we normally pass in Sofik the Rabbanan Lekula, the Halacha by Bedikas Chometz is Lechumr. Yeah, why is it Lechumr? If you don't know if you did Bedika, why is it Lechumr? So some bring down a chiluk between before Bittul and after Bittul. Before Bittul, it's like the Reise. The Shara Melech says a beautiful Yesod. He says, the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is biruch. The mitzvah of bedikas chametz is to make sure that there's no chametz. So to say, something that Rabbanu Lekul is a stira with the holding of bedikah. Bedikah means there can't be suffik. That's the mitzvah of bedikah. It's like the Mahesha says, you can't be yoitzah with a sukkah that's kosher mikoyach svek sveka. He says, because by sukkah there's a din of l'man yedu. And if you don't have the knowledge that it's a sukkah, you can't be yaitzim. He says, because even a svek sveka makes into a roiv, it's still not vadai. So you need for sure. So if you learn that way, one can arguably say that maybe not like the stipler. A goy also has a migu. But in zroim, we require vadai. And therefore, it still remains, it's not a vadai. It's a possibility. But there's definitely the poshut loshen v'yashalmi. It's mashma that a goy doesn't have a migul. So I was thinking of an approach which would answer this. Because that's for sure, whatever a migul is, whatever strength a migul has, it's definitely not a koyach of edus. So migul is not used anytime we need edus, migul doesn't work. L'moshul, migul lo hoitzi is lo yamrina. Because it's not Eidus. Whatever it is, Koyachatayna slash Nemonis, Nemonis slash Koyachatayna, Eidus it's not. Whenever you need Eidus, the Migul doesn't work. So that's why Migul Lohetzi is Loyam Rinun. Not only is a Migul not work Lohetzi, but Taisus says in Ksubis, Eidim that are only believed because they have a Migul is no good. Taisus against a Tumul in the Sugiv, Eidim Shomu Ksav Yodenu Zavanusima Yinu. Over there, the Gemara talks about Eidim that have a Pesha Asa. Because Eidim, Amigo is not Eidus. So the question is, we find some places that we use Migu where only Eidus is good. L'moshel. Habal Shoma Gerashti Es Ishti. Habal comes and he says, I divorced my wife. So the halacha is, he's Nemon. Why is he Nemon? So the Gemara says, because it's Biyodei L'Garsha. Migu that he divorced her now, if he wanted, so he's Biyodei L'Garsha. He's not Nemon L'Mafreya, but he's Nemon Mikano L'Abo, because Biyodei L'Garsha. So the question is, what do you mean? How could the Migu do that? He need, Ein Davo Shebeo V'Pochis Mishnayim. You need to aid him to tell us that. How is this Migu good enough? Eid Echot can't tell us that a woman is a Grusha. That's the whole thing in the beginning of Gittin. When the Gemara talks about why is the Shliach Neman to say before Nechta, before Nechta. The Gemara says, well, Eidim Achsumim Alaget is Midaraisa, it's Kemishanech Kedus and Bebezin. We have Eidus in the divorce. Because we have a get. But the Gemara of Basra is talking about without a get. We have no get here. The Baal says, I divorced my wife. So for that, normally that kind of information, we need two Eidim to tell us. But he's believed because it's Biyodei L'Garsha. What's Pshat? The explanation that I gave, and I think it has to be, it's simple, is that there's different kinds of migu. There's a migu that's working, as you were saying, nemonis, koyachatayne, that's one type of migu. That kind of a migu is not strong enough to give us the idea that we need from Eidim. That migu can't work. But then there's a migu where somebody becomes the bailam over the thing. He owns it. It's his thing. There's a klal in Shas, Odom Neman al Atzma Yeser Mimeyish. Something that's in your domain, your Neman Yeser Mimeyish. That means you become the judge and the Eidim and the Poisek over the thing that's yours. When something is Biyodai, that's better than a regular Migul. That means you're the Bailam on this thing. So since it's Biyodai Legalsh, it's not Stam Migul. Believe me, the get is good because I have a Psataina. Because if I'm a liar, I could have lied it differently. No. He's saying, believe me, the get is good because I'm the Baal HaGereshin. That works even when we need to wait. So you could say, if that's the case, the weakness of the guy is only in as much that he's coming, Mikoyach Nemonos. In as much that he's coming, I'm the Bailam here. I'm the Makdash here, and I'm still the Bailam because it's Biyodi to reverse the Hektish. So that even a guy is them. And our sugi is not a migu of Malo L'Shaker. In our sugi, it's a migu of Biyodah. And this kind of a migu, we have no raya from anywhere, wouldn't be applicable. I think that would be the Hezber in our Gemara that we have a right to ask him, because this is considered in his domain. And for that, he's talking him. Okay. I mean, the truth of the matter is that every time, if you want to scrutinize it further, that's why it was bothering me why they even asked the kasha. A goy comes with a korban oila, right? The halacha is the kohen brings it for an oila. So I want to ask you a kasha. Maybe it's not an oila. Who says it's an oila? It's chulin ba'azora, right? The goy comes with his bein. He goes, here's a korban oila. I was makdish this yesterday. Please bring it for me. The halacha is we bring it. That's the sugi of noyzim nedom nedavus kisla. Tell the goy in shuldix. You're not Nemon. Well, I have a migu. I'm sorry, the stipler says your migu doesn't work. How do you ever bring a kol moila? How does a goy ever come by some to a kol moila? The teretz is, what about all this? Maybe it's chulin. He doesn't have to be makdish shiklofoneinu. The gizbar can't be makdish because it's behemoth chaveva. Right? So what's the elamai? How do we ever bring a kol moila from a goy? The goy is believed. The goy is believed to bring a carbon oil. Why? So you have to say the same vault. It's biyadai. And biyada, a goy is not limited to things that are biyada. Anyway, okay, so let's start the sugya of shini tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbi Baravua, Hoimel Selazul tzedakah. Somebody says, I'm going to give this selah to tzedakah. Mutar l'shanos. You're allowed to switch it. The literal taich means you're allowed to, you don't have to use that dollar. Although I said this dollar should be for tzedakah here, I don't know, I could use this dollar and give a different dollar. That's the posha taich. But Rashi goes out of his way to say that that's not taich in the Gemara. Rashi says, Mutar l'shanos, l'tzrochov, ula'achar zman yishalem. Rashi learns, seems to learn, the fact that I don't have to give that dollar to tzedakah, it's not a chiddush. The fact that if I said this dollar is tzedakah and I put it back in my pocket, it's not a shaila. I have $100 in my pocket, I said this dollar should be tzedakah, it's possible that I could put the dollar back in my pocket, I don't have to now put a picture on it, this is my dollar. It's a dollar to tzedakah. The chiddush of Nachman is that you can borrow from tzedakah. Without that, it wouldn't even be a chiddush. That's what Rashi said. The Rambam, on the other hand, and that's how many of the Rishonim bring down in our sugya. The Rambam, on the other hand, has a ruach acherasim. The Rambam brings it simply. Somebody makes a nedel to tzedakah. He's allowed, doesn't have to give this dollar, he could give a different dollar. That's what the Rambam brings. You have to know two things. You have to know what would the Rambam say about borrowing, which we'll see in the Hemshech HaSugya. And you have to know what would the Rambam say? Does the Rambam hold that it's a chiddush bechlal? Without the chiddush, we would say you can't use this dollar. Why not? The svara would be there's no kedusha to the dollar. I mean, that's Rashi's svara. What's Rashi's svara? Avad, if you said selazul lehekdish, avad would be a serious shala. You can't take the dollar, put it back into your pocket, because now there's an inherent kedusha on the money. See, of course you can't take the dollar, put it back in your pocket. But tzedakah is not kedusha. Tzedakah is a choif. That's Rashi's svara to say that you don't need a chiddush from Rav Nachman to say that I have to give this dollar versus that dollar. If I'm a chayif to give you a dollar, this dollar, that dollar, the other dollar, this makes no nafka minute. The dollar doesn't have anything on it. The dollar is just a dollar. It's a naked dollar. That's pshat and Rashi. You have to know what's pshat and Rambam. The Rambam seems to have a different approach. The Rambam says that you need our sugya to teach you the fact that you're allowed to switch. Just, you don't have to give that dollar. Why would I think I have to give that dollar for? L'chayr said, if I went to you and said, I'm going to give you this dollar, I don't have to give you this dollar, I'll give you another dollar. I'll give you a dollar. There's nothing chal on the dollar. The Rambam, when he brings down our sugya, he says, you can give another seller. So according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is not borrowing. The Chiddush, there's a Chiddush even in the fact that you don't have to take this specific seller and give it to tzedakah. You have to, what I'm saying is, you have to know what's pshat in the Rambam. L'chayr Rashi is right. The seller has no Kiddush at all. It's a choiv. Tzedakah is a choiv. I have a choiv this moment to tzedakah. So if I said I'm going to give a dollar to tzedakah, or this dollar to tzedakah, so I'll give that dollar to tzedakah. If I'm not holding back from tzedakah even for 1 minute, what's the difference? What seller I give it to? The seller doesn't have kedusha. When I go and I give the seller to tzedakah, I'm just fulfilling an obligation of giving giving a seller to tzedakah. Why should it make a difference? Anyway, so the Gemara says like this. Mutar l'shanos. You know, we'll see. Tosfos actually is going to have a different approach. What the pshat? What is using me? What is changing me? Tosfos actually is going to hold. We'll see later on that you could switch it from oni to oni. Basically, if I say I'm going to give tzedakah to this oni, I could then switch and give it to a different oni. That's a bigger chiddush. The recipient is losing. A recipient is losing. See, Gemara says like this. Sovamin Eda Gemara thought, that's only Latzmai. atzmayin la'achaloi. For somebody else, you can't do it. Because for yourself, that's built into your neder, that you have a right to borrow from it. That was your kavanah. But surely your kavanah was that not to make it into a public service, that other people could use it. Anybody could use it. Then, being a boy in the mitzvah, you have to go and give it. You have to give it the way it is. This lashon is mashma like the Rambam. Be'ina boy lemisav means you have to give this coin. Be'ina, this one itself. So he says, maskif l'rove adrab p'chimistavro. It sounds, it's more mistavro the other way. Because if you say, hare alai, yuchayv and achrayas anyway. If something happens to the coin, yuchayv and achrayas anyway. If you say, hare zu, you're not chayv and achrayas. So the kupa of tzedakah benefits by you using it. Because if you use it, now you are chayv and achrayas. In other words, when you say arei alai, you don't need anything else to trigger achrayas. You're automatically achrayas. You're makabel achrayas. Your neder inherently has a chiv achrayas. But when you say arei zu l'tzedakah, you're not achrayas. If you leave the door open to the house, somebody comes in and steals it, you're potter. So there, by you using it, you're increasing Hekdish's benefit. And therefore, it's mistava like that. Now, I do have to say, according to the Rambam, the Ipcha mistava is not clear over here, because according to the Rambam, there's a separate issue. There is something which is called, let's call it Kedushas Tzedakah. I don't mean Kedushas holiness, but there is something that's chal on the money. So the Ipcha mistava is not so partial what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying Ipcha mistava. If you said Arezu, then it would make sense we want you to use it. If you say a lie, then we don't want you to use it. Because according to the Rambam, that there is something on the money itself, then it doesn't matter, it's not a question what we want you to do, it's a question inherently, when you say a rezu, the coin becomes stock. It's not yours. If you say a lie, the coin doesn't become stock. It's just a chavis moment. So according to the Rambam, the ipcha mistavra of the Gemara is not so mistavra. Because the logic would say no. It makes a lot, according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense what he's saying. If you say a real lie, then we say nothing is chal on the money. So now you could use another set of money. Mashengen, if you said a rezu, now something is chal on the money. Now this money already belongs right now, currently, to the aniyim. Now you're like a shor shalem idas. Nobody, there's no havamin in the world. And nobody would think of such a thing, that if somebody gave you money as a pikodin, by a shulchani, that halacha is if you give money to a banker and you leave it untied, it's like you're telling the banker, go use it if you want, right? Well, even by a regular pikodin, the Gemara talks about, if you leave the money untied, but clearly if I give you money to watch, wrapped up, and I want you to watch it, you don't have a right to use that money. Even though I gain by you using the money, because your shmira will go up from being a shem achinam into a shoyl. It's better for me you should use the money. We don't say that. Shoyl shalem idas is a gazim. Right? So according to the Rambam, that something is chal on the money itself when you make something tzedakah, so logic would dictate that if you say I raise zu, you can't use the money. The Gemara is saying, well, the guy's gaining. Daniyim are gaining. Who cares daniyim are gaining? But I have no right, it's not my money. If it's already now, moment anim, something chal on the money, what's the, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Elamai, Gechad el Chayav Achrayas, of Amor Elai, Loi, El Eloi Shlom makes no difference. Taka makes no difference. Goes in both ways. Tanya Kavosei Duchova, Nedel Tztoko, Vein Hektish Tztoko. What does that mean? That stock is a nether and stock is not hektish. My karma. What does it mean when it says that it's not, that it's nether stock of ain't hektish stock? El lav hochi karma. Stock of arei bival ta'acha. It's like hektish that you can't delay. Ve'enike hektish, dilu hektish, also lishtamushebe. Hektish, you're not allowed to use it. Vil stock of shori lishtamushebe. It doesn't make a difference if you say arei alai or arei zu. Omer av kahana amrit l'shmaitze kamei de rav zvid min ha'odoye. Omer aton hochim asniton anan hochim asniton. Omer av nachmen omer rabbe baravu omer rab. I learned it beferish. Omer sel azul et stokom mutu l'shan hoiso. Bein la'atzmoi, bein la'achar, bein amalai, bein amalzu. You'll have to switch it. Bein amalai, yolai, bein amalgezu. Okay, let's continue. We're talking about on sel azul et stokom. Actually, baliyat gizbo mutu l'shanos. Up until the point that it's given to the gizbo, you're allowed to switch it. Mishaboliyat gizbo. Once it comes to the hand of the gizbo, then it's also l'shanos. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Rav Yana Yosef upora. Rav Yana did so. He did. He was the gabbai stalker, and he would use the moment anim and then pay it back. Shani Rav Yana. The nichlu l'anim, the kamo de mashi maser maisilu. So long that he's delaying, so he's borrowing. It's the more it's get delayed, the more it's by him and borrowed, the more he can collect. Very difficult gemara. The whole thing is a plea. Because what does that mean? Sounds like he's doing some kind of false collections. He lends the tzedakah out, and then he goes, it's empty. That's false. And the Beis Yosef is so comfortable with this shtick that Rav Yanai did, that the Beis Yosef says, I don't even know why he had to lend it out. Why don't you just say it's empty without lending it out? We look at it, we go, what did Rav Yanai do? Zachman Mishkinevus Das, what he was doing here. He was basically borrowing the money himself. And then saying that the coop is empty. Give him. Yeah? Beis Yosef says, we don't even understand this Malchor Ganevus Das. Not only is Ganevus Das, one could even go and say it's Ganevus Mom. Okay? Actually be Ganevus Mom. Why could it be Ganevus Mom? But Moshe, Zechatzadik Levroch, and Achoshe Mishpat Chelik Beis, he's writing a tshuva back to B'nai Torah that asked him about cheating on exams. So Moshe is very stark about cheating on exams. He's so stark against it that he rejects the whole notion that Yeshiva Bochum cheat. In that tshuva, he wrote several tshuvas on this. He says, this is just Seinei HaTorah make up these stories. He says, it can't be. That's what he says. And then some places they said that Menalim allow it to happen. He says, not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. That's not a mokum chinuch, it's not shaykh. But then he says that if somebody were to earn a degree through cheating on exams, his paycheck every week is gzeila. Imagine? It's gzeila. And the truth is, mistabu, like what he's saying. Okay, again, it depends. If a kid cheated on his 10th grade regent, and then he becomes a brain surgeon, it's hard to say that his check is gzeila. The person who's coming to him as a brain surgeon is not coming because he passed his master A regent in 10th grade. He's coming because he holds he's a gavarabe, he's ready to perform such a surgery. But to some degree, a degree that ultimately is what you're using, and you earned it dishonestly, Moshe says, a Ganevus Mammon. I just spoke recently, I had a Talmud discuss the Shaila, you name a baby. He actually named the baby after a Tanakh. A character in Tanakh. The baby was born on the yard site of a certain woman in Tanakh. I'm not going to say the name because it's community based. So he had asked me, Yeshayli wanted to name the baby after this woman in Tanakh. And I told him to do that. The end is, his mother-in-law's mother had a, is basically his mother-in-law's grandmother had that name also. And His wife's grandmother, who normally gives the babies $180 gift when a baby's born, she gave $2,500. And she thanked them for naming the baby after her mother. It was Loidoy V'Loyah. They never had a mind of mother. There's no shaykhs to the mother. Gosh. So I give the guy credit. He has the shaykhs. It's a Ganevus Das. So I told him it's really, it could be a Ganevus Moment. It's not some Ganevus Das. It's a Ganevus Moment. Going to steal, taking money that was given because based on this assumption. is a shaila from Gnevus Mamon. So lemaisa laloche over here in our sugya lechayr, if really the money is available, and Rav Yanai is walking around saying the money it's empty, you could be done that this is Gnevus Mamon. And the Gemara has no problem with what he did. Adarabe. The Gemara says that even the regular halacha that we have, that also l'shanoisa, you're not allowed to manipulate stock here. Over here it's okay, because I need him benefit. Why don't we care about everybody else? And then Yosef is on top. Yosef says, I don't even know why he had to switch it. Why don't you just tell people it's empty? Yosef says, lo'yrotzo lo'hoitzi shekem mipiv, like some kind of musa de chasidus. You know, he didn't want a mamish say a lie. Say a lie. What's going on? What's a pellet of gazak? Okay. So, Hadron Lekamaisi here. So, we're going to get to it. So, step one is we have to clarify here why, what is this Koidim Shabali Gizbar, Lacha Shabali Ad Gizbar, what is going on here? So, I wanted to bring down. There's a yesoid here from Abchatskal Abramsky. Abchatskal Abramsky discusses the shaila of Amira LeGavoya K'Mesira LeHegit by Tztoka. There's a machloikis Rishonim, if we say by Tztoka also, Amira LeGavoya K'Mesira LeHegit. So Abchatskal Abramsky integrates that into our sugya. You say Selazul Tztoka, what are we really dealing with? Are we dealing with a nether? Or are we dealing with the fact is that you already gave the money? And really, if you analyze it, that's the root of our shaila here. To understand the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, to understand the difference between Baliyat Gizbo, it all ties in to when somebody makes a nether with tzedakah, right? Does something activate immediately the cheftza, or only begavre? The difference in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about between Arei Zu and Arei Alai, also relates to the same thing. Because if you think about it, the difference between Arei Zu and Arei Alai by Tztoka, it would only be if you hold that Amira to Tztoka activates. Then you could say that if you said Arei Zu, so now the money became Mamon Aniyim. If you say that Tztoka is nothing more than a neder ever, so the money never changes. It's only an obligation you're putting on yourself to give Tztoka. So I hold for Dover Poshet that Rashi holds there's no such a thing by Tztoka that Amira LeGavoya K'Mesira LeHegit. It's a neder. Tztoka is a neder. That's all it is. So it's only Chal on the Gavra. It's Chal on me, a Chiv, to give Tztoka. So that's why Rashi, right from the get-go of the sugya, he said, Mutu l'shanoisa doesn't come into the sugya b'chlo. To tell me a chiddush that I pulled out this dollar, I have to give this dollar, and Rav Nachman is coming to tell me a chiddush, you don't have to give this dollar, you can give another dollar. Rashi dismissed such a concept. Because it doesn't make sense. It would only make sense if conceptually there could be such a thing as Amira La'oni, K'Mesira La'oni. Then you could say our Gemara actually is coming to be Mechadish, that you could take this dollar and use it for another dollar. But Be'etzim, it doesn't work. That's why the Rashi said it must be that we're talking about borrowing money. We're talking about delaying the tztoka. When I say that Selazul tztoka, so normally one may think that you're limiting yourself. I will not borrow. I will not use it. Just a neder you personally made with yourself. I'm not going to go use it and give it later. But no, mutar l'shanais. You're allowed to be mishan. That's what Rashi is saying. L'achazman yishalim. The Rambam, on the other hand, I hold, holds that just like this, like the Rishonim, who hold just like this, a din amir l'gavoya by tztoke, by hektish, there's a din amir l'gavoya by tztoke too. And therefore, the Rambam said, without our Gemara saying, Mutar l'shanois. So it's tztoka. There's nothing to talk about. This is tztoka. So if it's tztoka, it's not your money. This seller now became Mamon Aniyim. And if it became Maman Aniyim, you're stuck. Can't use the money. That would be the pshat in the Machloikis Rishonim as to whether the Havamina here would be that you can't use the money. That we're going to get to. Now, there's a tremendous difference. So that's number one. On the get-go of the sugya, this is the nafkamina how to learn. Well, if you learn that amira by hekdish by tztoka, there's also a din of amira l'gavoya, which, by the way, the Rosh brings down beferish such a concept. Then there's would be a havamina in our gemara that you can't use the money. If Nachman had to say, you could use the money. Could use this money and give another coin. It's Maman Aniyim. I can't go take your dollar and give you another dollar. It's your dollar. I can't use your dollar. That's, like David said, if anything you have to ask, then if that's the case, what's talk of the heter? That we have to see what the heter is. What? That's good. Sai according to Rashi, Sai according to Rambam, the way we're learning. Why? Because according to Rashi, that's good for what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that is first. The Gemara said, maybe there's only if you say Arei Alai that there's no kimasiri lehedit. Says the Gemara, no. The Gemara says no. The reason why there's no din kimasiri lehedit is because inherently there's no din of kimasiri lehedit. So now the only reason why you shouldn't be allowed to use it would be because there's no benefit to the ani. Adarab, there's a benefit to the ani if you use it. It's only self-restrictions that would apply to you. Because as the money itself, the money has nothing happened to the money. You could restrict like any nether. I can make a nether on a dollar that I have sitting in my house. I'm not going to use this dollar. But then it's not choshe mishpat. That's a nether thing. In other words, I could get up and say, this dollar in my drawer over here in the amwar, I'm not going to use this dollar. Now it's a nether, I can't use the dollar. Not because of choshe mishpat. Because I made a nether. I could say the loaf of bread in my pantry I'm not going to eat, and I can't eat it now. Because I made a shvua not to eat that loaf of bread. So that's, by tztaka, the same thing. If somehow my nether is not to use the money, but the only restriction, according to Rashi, that shayach to tztaka is self-imposed restriction. Not because of the heft of the money. The reason why I wouldn't be allowed to use the money for something is because I imposed a restriction upon myself. And that's the hemshech of the Gemara. Maybe it's only for you didn't impose a restriction. But maybe I did impose a restriction. Otherwise the Gemara doesn't flow. Moshech. If it's Maman Aniyim, I shouldn't be able to use it either. Right? If it's not Maman Aniyim, what's the Havamina that I could use it but somebody else can't? The Teretz is, according to Rashi, is very poshut. Nothing is chal on the money anyway. So the only restriction that possibly was created on this money was that a self-imposed restriction outside of the domain of choshe mishpat. Yeredeya restriction. I'm making a nether, I'm not going to use the money. The Gemara says, no, you didn't mean to do that. But maybe you only didn't mean to restrict yourself. Maybe you did mean to restrict others. That's what the Gemara means. That's the chiddush, not loishno hloi, loishno lacher. It's all because it's self-imposed restrictions. That's what comes up. Now, according to the Rambam, it's a whole different word. According to the Rambam, there isn't an avamira l'gavoya by tztoka. So if that's the case, the momen, technically, becomes momen aniyim. So if it becomes momen aniyim, why am I allowed to switch it? Why am I allowed to use it? Taka, why am I allowed to use it? If it's Maman Aniyim, it's Maman Aniyim. What right do I have to use it? So now, al choshe mishpat. Not al nether. Forget nether. Nether we resolved. When a person makes a nether that's stuck here, he's not self-restricting. He's not restricting himself. But according to the Rambam, inherently there's a shayla. That's why the Rambam says that's already a chiddush. The Rambam is happy just with that chiddush. The chiddush that you could take the money of tztaka and use it. Shaila is why. So here's where you have to analyze this point, and that is there are two ways to look at stalker. One way to look at stalker is that stalker is individuals. individuals. A bunch of people who don't have 200 zuz, they qualify to take from the kupa shel stoker, right? And therefore, I'm mechayev myself to these individuals. The other way to look at it is, anim is very similar to like saying a mamzer. I don't mean it negatively in that term. I just mean mamzerim, halolim. Anim is a group in Klal Yisrael, but monetarily, it's momen shein l'toivim. There's nobody here individually that has a right to this money. See, even though conceptually I could make something into tztokah, the Rishonim use a lashon above a metziah. Momen ha-shevet by anim. Anim are not a shevet. Shevet is a yichus, right? But the Rishonim, the Ramban, Shita, and Bava Metziah use the lashon that when you give something to tztokah, it's like you're giving it to the shevet of anim. It's a shevet, but there's no shevet of anim. The Teretz says there's no individual oni that has any schus momen to this money. It's becoming a corporate account called Momen Anim. Right? Since it's a corporate account, it's governed by corporate laws. It's not governed by individual laws. Individual laws above a metziah, if I have your money, I can't use your money. Your money is in my domain. I can't use your money. I need written authorization by you to use your money. Or oral authorization. I need authorization to use your money. Yeah? So that's Rav Nachman's Chiddush according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Rav Nachman's Chiddush is true. It became corporate money. Momen Anim. Yeah? But within the framework of Momen Anim, the halacha is mutar l'shanos. That's the corporate regulation of Momen Anim. But that's a Chiddush. That's good for the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that there's such a thing called a corporation, Momen Anim, of which no individual has a schus, and therefore you, as the makdish of that money, have a right to use it. That's within the framework of what you're really doing is you're using Momen Anim. But you're allowed to. You're allowed to use Momen Anim. Then the Gemara proceeds the same way that it does according to Rashi. The Gemara says, well, maybe that's only as the corporate, as the choshe mishpat of tztoka. But if you self-impose a restriction, if you say, sell a zulit stoker, right? So then maybe your nether is restricting you. Maybe now you're saying, no, I'm going to go further. I'm going to go beyond the corporate laws. I'm restricting myself. I'm not going to use the money. So that part of the Gemara continues just like it does according to Rashi. Gemara says, no, it doesn't make a difference what you say, bein loy, bein lacherim, doesn't make a difference. But that's all self-imposed restrictions. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, that's only Kol's man that stalker is nothing more than corporate. Corporate means it belongs to the Shevet Anim. But Gaboyit stalker, they used to raise money. Every Gaboy had Anim under him that he took care of. Whether it was Aniyeh Yo'ir, whether it was Aniyeh Yashchuna. Once it goes into the Yad Gaboy, the Gemara all over Shas uses a lashon, Anan Yad Anim Anan. The Gabbai already takes it from the level of corporate to individual. And therefore, it's also l'shanais. At that point, it's not corporate anymore. So it's not governed by the corporate regulation. Now you're dealing with individual anim. Now you have no right to touch the money. You can't switch it. You can't go from, well, the Tosis Pshat, it can't go from one ani to another ani. Now it's already individual anim that are holding the money. Instead of giving it into 1,000 hands, you gave it to a representative who's representing the 1,000 hands that he's giving out the money to. And that's why it's also l'shanais. That's that. So that's, I hold, is the pshat and the sugya until the maskon. Now when the Gemara then goes into Rav Yanai, the Gemara is saying like this. This is a whole new parasha. Rav Yanai now, we'll call him, for lack of a better term, was a money manager. Besides for wearing the hat of Gabbai, the Aniyim that he represented, Adarabba, because of its restriction, for that same reason he gets leeway. Why is he restricted? Because now he's representing individual anim. But that gives him also strength. Because now if those individual anim want him to be a money manager, he's a money manager. It's just, in a way, a non-gabbite stalker has less leeway, be'etzim. He couldn't invest the money. He can be loive, he can borrow and pay back, he's achrayas. Rav Yalei was more than that. He was the one that the anim trusted. Now, how did he do the shtick that he did? So this is what I want to explain to you. In Hilchos Tzedakah, there was, in the time of Chazal, there was a shibud that was placed upon the Bnei Ha'ir to give the gabbai a certain quota. And that means people were assessed. You, Chaim Yankel, this is what you have to give. You, Berl, this is what you have to give. And they had a way how they raised it. Lefina Chosim, Lefina Bayis, they made a regulation. Whatever they put on you, that's why you find throughout the Sugis, we're learning Bava Basra now, the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara talks about Kfir by Tzedakah. See, could you get a Bava Basra? You force the guy to give Tzedakah. You go to a guy's door, you say, I'm here to collect $1,000. It wasn't, right? So Toysus there in Ksubis, Toysus asks, how could they be Koyfal Tzedakah? Toysus understands that your Koyfal Tzedakah is like Koyfal on a mitzvah. A guy doesn't make a sukkah. The Gemara says they could force you to make a sukkah. So Toysus understands that the reason why they forced you to give Tzedakah was for the same reason. Koyfal on a mitzvah. So Toysus says over here, the Gemara says on Daf Ches, that Chesam and Bey is that you could be Koifan stock. The Gemara says, Ach Feilu Rav Nos Vim Toima Kol Mitzvah Zasei Shematan Schorah Betzideh. The Gemara says in Chulin, any mitzvah that's Matan Schorah Betzideh Ein Bezdin Shol Matan Muzhorim Olel. Bezdin has no right to force you. In fact, Toysis so Tztokah, it says L'man Yivarechecha. So Bezdin can't force. That's Toysis Kash. Then he says, Ulari nira de bitzdoka koif. By tzdoka you could be koif. He gives different mahalchim why. The ktsois comes with a great chap. The ktsois says, by tzdoka you're not forcing the guy because of the mitzvah. You're forcing the guy because of shibud nechasim. He owes money to the anim. So you're coming to him, you're saying, you owe money. It's not a question of you're making a tzuka, you're not making a tzuka. Make a sukkah, not make a sukkah is you. Just like Reb Chaim says, even though Prius Bal Chayv Mitzvah, we spoke about this at the beginning of the Masechta, what happens if a guy borrows $1 million? And right now he invests it and he makes $2 million. And the guy comes to collect his million back, you tell him, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait till I make $5 million. Because I'm a vazir, Zal Yavazir, Yosem Yichemesh. I only have to spend up to a fifth of my money to do a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to pay back a Chayv. But I only have to spend up to a fifth of my money. Right now I only have $2 million. If it turns to five, you're the lucky man. I'll pay you back. So the Chaim says that you don't say that. Why not? Because I'm being koyfi, you're not al shtemitzvah. I'm being koyfi, you're al shibud nechasim. I have a shibud by you. You have to pay me. So tzedakah, I mean, when you're koyfi for tzedakah, it's not al shtemitzvah, it's tzedakah. I'm forcing you to give me money because there's a shibud. You owe the money. So I want to tell you Parsha Pshat. Rav Yanai's job was he had to get the money for these anim. The people he went to owed the money anyway. These were just tactics of getting the money out of them. Of getting the money that they actually owe. There's no extra money. There was no extra money. The money was what they owed. Now, based on this, we can understand why the Rabbeinu Gershon here on the spot, he says, Rav Yalei only did that in a way he wasn't allowed to go and borrow the money unless he was able to get back all the money he borrowed as well. So they all ask, what? Why, as long as he's giving the Aniyim extra money, what do they care? The Torah says, he wasn't getting the Aniyim extra money. These were tactics of getting the money that people already owed to tzedakah. So, if I have a parent who owes me $10,000 tuition, So, and I tell them that right now the bank is in overdraft $100,000. Yeah. So it's not true. Bank is not credit, may be true, but I'm saying Lemaisa, right? It's not true. But the fact is, there's no Knavis. The guy owes $1,000. So this is a way of getting him to $10,000. That's not Knavis. Not only is it not Kneva, there's a tesis in Psochim, and this is found in many places, the concept, that if I'm lying to bring out something which is true, that's b'chol not a lie. L'moshel, tesis talks about a shayla, if you're allowed to go ahead and send azmona to a guy to Bezdin, where you're claiming something else that you're not going to claim. Because you know, if you put in your real claim, he won't show up. So you put in a claim that he could refute. So for that, he'll come to Bezdin. So you write him, I'm sending you Azmona Ladin because Zechveis, you owe me $100,000 for the sale of a little jet that I sold you, a little plane that I sold you. His Loidoiv Loyar, he knows he could win that. So you come to Bezdin and he'll refute it. The Emma says you have a star that he owes you $100,000 for something else. You're allowed to do that. Why? Because the Shekel is to bring out MS. If you want to go deeper, it's not Sheker Bechlal. Rabbi Yankov had a Yisrael like that. Sheker is only to bring out falsehood. If you're facilitating truth, the Gemara brings down the Maisa where the halacha, there's a certain halacha. And he wanted to say the halacha, but he knew if he says it in this person's name, they won't be Makabalot. So he said it's from Yevon, like they do today sometimes. It's Ramesha. Right? So the Gemara says that's Mutter. Why? Because this is the real halacha. Person's going to ignore you. You say it's from Yankel Pfefferkorn. I'm not listening. Yeah? This is Ramesh. The Gemara says Mutter. So really, what Rav Yanai was doing was Mutter. He was collecting money where there was a Shibud Nechasim. It was money that was owed to Tztaka. But you have those stragglers, they're not going to give unless they're against the wall. Tell the guy, there's no money left in Tztaka. People are dying here. You got to give Tztaka. So Beis Yosef comes and he says, that has to be the case. Because if that's not the case, then it would be Geneva what Rav Yanai was doing. So being that the main heter of Rav Yanai was, because he's bringing money which people actually owe, so then what do he need to borrow money for to do that? Just say, that's shot in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, I don't even know what the lending out the money did. Ella my Geneva's das. So the lending was also Geneva's das. If you're going to consider this type of Geneva's das, to bring out the truth, if you're going to consider that Geneva's das, so when he said, when he lent out the money, when he borrowed it himself personally, it was also just a play of words. The stucker wasn't really empty. He was putting it into his bank account. Yeah? He switched accounts. He took it out of his stock account, he put it into his personal account. It was also Geneva's das. Right? Elamai, it's mutter, because he's really trying to bring out money which is actually owed to Tztaka. So what do you have to go through the shtick for? What do you have to call his bank and say, please transfer the funds from the charity account to the personal account? Geneva's das, it's anyway. Elamai, it's mutter, because it's really emes. And the Beis Yosef had no talents this kasha. Said it must be Rav Yanai was more comfortable not actually verbalizing something which was untrue. The heter was there because the heter was there. That's the pshat of the Beis Yosef. And if the heter wouldn't be there for this reason, he wouldn't have been allowed to do it to begin with. If he was collecting new money based on that something is empty, that's awesome. Somebody just asked me to shayla last night. Somebody would go and collect tzedakah based on a certain premise. Let's say you say, they do this a lot, there's a gevir that says, any dollar that we'll bring in, he's going to give $2. And this gevir doesn't exist. Right? So that could be a shiloh of Geneva. If your assessment is that the person would otherwise not give the tzedakah. So they're giving tzedakah based on that. Rav Yanai wouldn't have done such a thing. That would have been Geneva's moment. So the whole heter is riding on the fact that it was, that he as the Yaranim had a right, just like personally you could do that, you could manipulate to get the money that you actually are owed. Same thing over here. And this is in the game business also. Of course you have to ask a shayla. But sometimes you have a guy, he ignores certain bills that you send him, he ignores. Because he has some kind of limud zchus, he ignores it. And certain bills he pays. Are you allowed to manipulate a billing in which you're getting the money that he really owes you? In other words, if you put it under merchandise, then he pays. If you put it under taxes, one guy told me, somebody asked me a shaila, he said he has a customer that doesn't pay taxes. He says, it's a joke. I pay the tax. I'm paying his taxes. So the question is, if the guy now pays you, you could, do you have a right, LaMarshall, to bill him, saying, listen, you know what? The bill is not $100, the bill is $150. He has no right not to pay you the taxes. He'd be sheep to say, I'm not paying you the taxes. I'm not paying that. You have to pay the taxes. I'm paying the taxes. You have to pay the taxes. So I told the guy, again, this you have to ask a shah. I'm not going to give you a blank heter. But I'm just saying that's really our sugya here. If the guy owes you the money, and the only way to get the money he owes you is to call it that instead of this, then that wouldn't be a shah of Geneva. Now, it wouldn't even be a shah of Geneva's das. It wouldn't even be Geneva's das. Because Geneva's das is only, inherently you're trying to fool somebody. If your inherent kavan is to bring out the truth, that's not even Geneva's das. And that's the yisoid of Rav Yalai. This didn't go under the banner of Geneva's das. And Beis Yosef says, if it's not Geneva's das, so say it anyway. He didn't want to loyrotz lohitzi shekem yipiv. That was the yisoid. Okay, Rabbi, so next week we're going to start the sugi here of erichin for a mate, for a erichin for a mace, goises. So we're going to be doing the whole sugi from Mishnah to Mishnah. So if the Elam could look it up, and if you could look up the Rambam here, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, and in the Noisei Kelim of the Rambam. Have a good week.